Yeah, what's going on, everybody? Check this out. Have you ever taken inventory of the relationships you are involved in? Have you ever wondered about the effects of unhealthy relationship as it pertains to family, friends, associates, and even your coworkers? On this episode, we will explore and examine the dynamics of unhealthy relationships called entanglements. Now let's dive into this content today. We are discussing relationship entanglements. What is an entanglement? How to spot an entanglement? And what to do once you have realized you are entangled. An entanglement is a complicated or compromising relationship or situation. I believe everyone listening today has experienced a complicated or compromising relationship in such areas as family, friends, associates, coworkers, even your teammates. I also believe at some point you have compromised the integrity of who you are to please someone or to make a complicated situation lighter. In doing this, you have done extreme damage. You either lied to yourself or you have decreased your personal value and you have reduced your significance to play a major role in the process of influence or impact to that person or situation. The question one may have is, well, how did I get entangled or how did I get here? One component that intertwines us into entanglements is the way we view ourselves. Take a moment and view yourself, the total human being, through three windows: spiritual, mental, and of course, emotional. But make sure it stays in this order. The first window, spiritual window, this is your moral compass. It is the foundation of your beliefs, your motives, and also your desires. The mental window is the gateway in which you receive and you reference experiences and information. Emotional window is the window that requires the filter of your spiritual and mental windows. In other words, before we respond to life's situations, we must look through the first two windows, spiritual and mental, in order to effectively communicate what we are feeling emotionally. As individuals, we must place priority on these three foundational elements as a point of reference as we maneuver through life. We must also view decisions and interaction through spiritual, mental, then emotional windows as filters to guide our direction. These windows assist individuals to understand that anything that comes to hinder or to reduce one of these elements should not be included in your daily living or your daily pursuits. Let me offer some word association to you about entanglements: snare, trap, deception, worry, doubt, and also fear. This leads to my first point concerning entanglements. Point number one, our entanglements begin from our emotional health. As you grow, you would understand that our emotions can be manipulated through close relations with people, places, and also things. Therefore, somewhere in these emotional interactions, the person, the place, or the thing has become a void filler. Let me further explain using void fillers as it pertains to our emotional health. The reason for a void can be several, can be so many. The list goes on and on. However, the purpose of loss is not to your demise, but it is to your progression. How we handle that loss is the ultimate question. Therefore, most of us have replaced someone or something we lost with a version of something that has the characteristics of what we lost, but not the intended purpose of what we lost. I'm going to say that again. Most of us have replaced someone or something we lost with a version of something that has the characteristics of what we lost, but not the intended purpose of what we lost. Let me give you an example. You met a new friend at work, or you met a new teammate, or it could be a partner on a business venture. However, you both begin to learn more about one another and a strong friendship forms. This person is wonderful. They are fun. They are full of energy. Just a real great person. In a positive way, they remind you of a family member, a childhood friend, or someone from your past. At this moment, you are viewing this individual through the emotional window. Every emotion tied to the past reference has now became the present individual. Every positive and negative interaction has came to the forefront to only become the fabric of their relationship. Do you see the danger in this? This new person has nothing to do with your past experiences in life. However, they are now intertwined together in the present, all because you mismanaged the loss of relationships from your past. The new friendship or this bond is not to be a replacement. This relationship has a total different purpose intended. However, we block the purpose of this new relationship due to mishandling the past and the present. Every relational exchange has an intended purpose. We tend to focus on the characteristics rather than the intended purpose of our relationships. When we can discern the purpose of relational exchanges, we then can unravel relational entanglements. The unraveling of relational entanglements may cause you to be isolated for a moment, but that's only to realign your spiritual, mental, and emotional windows. As stated earlier, these windows are critical in filtering your decision-making throughout life. Allow me to offer another example with a different spin to it. As you may know, every friendship has a unique code of conduct. However, true friendships understands its parameters of the relationship. In friendship, each person offers the other person something that contributes to love, to balance, a shoulder to lean on, or someone to count on. But there will come a time where what you offer may expire in a particular area of the friendship. At one time, you may have enjoyed each other's company, but as you matured and grown, your needs have changed. Therefore, one person in a relationship wants everything to stay the same and the other doesn't mind the relationship, but he or she may need the friendship in a different capacity. So here it is. The friendship has to evolve. If not, it becomes an entanglement. Somebody in a scenario will be the cause of holding the other back within their personal development. Good or bad, right or wrong, whatever he or she is pursuing, the other will be the cause of lack in their life. Here's point number two. Unraveling relational entanglements takes courage. I personally had a period where I had to sit back and sit down and reimagine a relational future with people, places, and also things. This period is never easy because we all have a strong point of reference to our neighborhoods, our families, our friends, jobs, community organizations, schools, even our teams. However, it is necessary for our personal development and growth toward a stronger foundation to pursue the core of who we are through our gifts and our skill sets. We all are unique individuals with unique gifts and skill sets. Therefore, we must be included within an environment that challenges us, but at the same time, nourishing who we really are to the core rather than being comfortable in the external attributes of what we see. Our neighborhoods, our families, friends, and current places of employment at times can only see you as the point of reference in which you lived, you were born, the crowd you were around, and your involvement at a particular time of your life. Meanwhile, these relational references may not and do not nourish the gifts or skill sets you possess. Therefore, proper relationships operating within purpose challenges and also nourishes individuals because there is an understanding of someone's individual gifting and skill sets. We all have a responsibility to one another, and that is to empower one another, to engage our gifts, to engage our skill sets. Any person, place, or thing that does not empower this component is a hindrance to the greater good and the greater assignment attached to your life. I heard a quote from Nipsey Hussle, and it rings in my ear quite often. He said, "If you look at your circle and do not get inspired, you don't have a circle, you have a cage. When you see the people you dwell among, do you get inspired? Do they inspire you to stay positive in times of turmoil? Do they inspire you to stay focused when distractions are all around you? Do they inspire you to be consistent? Do they inspire you to follow your dreams and your God-given abilities? Do they inspire you?" That is the ultimate question we all must answer. This statement is so profound because we often reject the burning desires within us due to our neighborhoods, our families, friends, jobs, and etc. because there is nothing that challenges or nourishes the gift or the skill sets. So we become complacent within normalcy, when in fact we were created to be dynamic. Here's where courage comes into play. You will have to take an aggressive approach toward normalcy and of being complacent, which will cause a disconnection from the people, places, and things, ultimately to find comfortability within yourself to be alone for a while. Being alone takes courage. Courage is defined as the ability to do something that frightens one. It is strength in the face of pain or grief, which leads to my third point, point number three. Entanglements cause grief. Grief is not only a translation of someone or something passing on, but it is a transition of belief. If you have deep sorrow, that can be grief of loss. We also can have trouble, which can cause grief. Therefore, when it describes a relational matter, grief can happen by an accident, but it will cause disaster to a relationship. Let me offer some word association about grief: anguish, distress, agony, torment. These are words which can at some point describe one's condition if entangled in purposeless relationships. Every frustration, every moment of confusion, every outside noise can be directly linked to a situation or circumstance you became intertwined with by association of a person, place, or a thing. Then, when the noise dials down, you are usually left to pick up the pieces of your shattered peace, your peace of mind, your peace of time. It was all lost because you inserted so much focus into purposeless relationships or situations. Grief works in two facets. You're either struggling from grief or you are causing grief. Here are some indicators to look for within people, places, and things. Number one, a person who is indecisive. Why? Because this person is concerned or worried about other people's opinion and will consistently reduce themselves due to emotional connections. However, this person possesses a help. They possess an answer or information that promotes a prosperous result, but they are entangled within the emotional window. Second, a disorganized or unclean environment. Anything within this place will only produce after its own environment. So confusion, noise, poverty, lack, misappropriation of thoughts and actions will continue to run its course unless the participants are willing to live above the environment provided, which, as I stated earlier, one will have to take an aggressive approach toward the adverse environment. This means focusing into the spiritual window as their first response to action. Third, selfish, problematic personality slash principalities. I'm going to say it again. Selfish, problematic personalities slash principalities. For an example, have you ever spoke with a person on several occasions and this person, each time you speak, is always involved in a confrontation with people, or they consistently are caught between dramatic life events, such as they're always in the need of money, a way out of a problem. They need you to cooperate or collaborate in an undermining ordeal. These individuals will consume you because their motives are self-driven and guided within perverse principalities, meaning that they will take what should be true, add information for something to benefit them and solely them. These indicators are just skimming the surface. Nevertheless, they are embedded in today's culture. In today's culture, most of our relational exchanges are based out of an emotional need. Yes, our emotional well-being is important, but being emotionally driven without foundational elements is extremely dangerous. We should keep intact our spiritual foundation and mental stability to guide our emotions rather than seeking life through the emotional window. The emotional window left open without the screens of our spiritual and mental windows will give access to entanglements day and night. In closing, I want to make this very clear. Relationships are great. We need relationships in order to balance the interactions of life. However, my intention is to spark a relational mindset that integrates empowerment by way of accountability, nourishment, and non-selfish interactions among like-minded people with one goal in mind. Offer your gifts and skill sets for the greater good of strangers everywhere, with no strings attached, no compensation to be gained, and no divisive motives in play. I want you to always remember, what you possess inside is and will always be greater than what you have on the outside. Until next time, subscribe to this podcast. And to receive updates, visit our website, www.paysetmovement.com, and follow us on social media platforms at Payset Culture. Again, thank you for listening. And remember, create momentum, then dictate tempo.